It's Dan Levy. I'm John Landecker. He's cookie dough. I'm cookie and cream. He's cookie dough. I'm cookie and cream. We're both cookie.
We're both creamy. Both creamy. Both ice cream.
Yeah, I love cookie dough.
I love cookie dough.
You know, it's bad for you. I mean, you know.
I was going to say, we have yet to really argue over vegetables over here, so I don't know what you're saying.
No. I mean, well, I'll get to it. Just a second. I mean, when I was a kid, I get ahead of myself. I'm sorry. First of all, let's just examine the history of these two food items. Mm-mm.
And again, we are food fighting cookie dough ice cream versus cookies and cream, correct?
Or, yeah, cookies and cream versus cookie dough.
Yeah, it's the ice cream form.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
Bring it. Give me some history.
Okay, cookies and cream. A variety of ice cream, milkshake, other desserts, including chocolate, Nabisco, Oreo, baby, blah, blah, cookies and cream, mixed crumbled, yada. So the history of cookies and cream is a controversy, if you can believe it. Malcolm Stogo, an ice cream consultant, claimed to have created the flavor in 1976, but South Dakota State University claims the flavor was invented at the university's dairy plant in 1979 by manager Shirley Sees and students Joe Leadham and Joe Van Teek. In a 2005 press release, the Bluebell Creameries claimed they were the first company to mass produce the flavor in 1980. In 2006, the New York Times reported that Bluebell made no claims to have invented it, but certainly pioneered the flavor. However,
interesting.
As of 2020, the company's website proclaimed, "We were first to create this innovative flavor." Wait a minute, I'm not even done yet. John Harrison, the official taster for Dreyer's Eddie's Ice Cream, claims he invented it in 1982.
Wow, I didn't realize there was such a
controversy
that surrounded itself.
Steve Harrell of Massachusetts Harrell's Ice Cream claims he invented it. The United Dairy Farmers claim they invented it.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm telling you. Wow. I had no idea. See how informative this particular food fight can be?
I was going to say, this has become more educational than anything else.
Indeed, yes. Now, cookie dough, as I approached it, is an uncooked blend of cookie ingredients.
Interesting.
I mean, that's what it is in its most natural form.
Right, in the nutshell of it.
Right. And that it can be bad because that has... first of all, let's go back in time. Cookie dough is derived from a creation of cookies that date back to the 7th century Persia, where they were known as test cakes. Persia, one of the first countries to use sugar, became known for its luxurious cakes and pastries. The early cookie was labeled a test cake because it was referred to the Persians would take a small amount of this cake batter and put it in an oven to test the oven temperature. And then they discovered, this tastes pretty good. I don't know if they said it exactly that way, because I don't speak Persian.
I was going to say, I imagine there was an accent to it.
They wouldn't have an accent in their own country.
That's true.
That would be in the 7th century. So who knows?
That's true.
Cookies became established in Europe sometime between the 17th and 18th century. Okay. I think basically we're talking about the same thing to a certain degree, because cookie dough, I mean, it's dough, but that's not how you were looking at it. You were looking at it as a flavor, right? In like ice cream or something.
Exactly. Yeah. The cookie dough itself is its own proprietary.
Yeah, yes, right.
We're making this and this is becoming a cookie. Yes. Cookies and cream, let's face it, is just another derivative of an Oreo, which everybody does love. That's basically what it is. Cookies and cream is more just chopped up pieces of the cookies in with the ice cream. It's delicious. It's a little bit of everything. It's kind of got that vanilla, chocolatey taste to it. It is good. But the cookie dough adds the texture to it. And yes, it does have that nostalgic feeling of when we were all little and our parents and made cookies that we weren't supposed to eat it because the eggs would probably kill us.
But
it was delicious, and it was chewy. It was delicious. Mm. It was sugary, and it just it was a bonding experience. Like, are you sure I could eat it? Just a little bites, and you ate it.
Well, you're criticizing.
And now they made a version where you won't die, and it's in ice cream. It's genius.
You're criticizing Cookies and Cream for being cookies.
Right. I'm just saying that there's none of that.
That's part of the bit. Is that the
you're right, but it's part of the ice cream, but the cookie dough, it's actual texture. It's actual something different. It's that raw cookie dough flavor. Everybody loves cookies.
Is it really?
But if you were to survey, if you were to walk outside on Michigan Avenue right now and survey, what tastes better, the actual cookie or the raw cookie dough that you could eat by itself? What are people going to answer?
Well,
the cookie dough. The cookie dough.
You think
the cookie dough is better than the cookies.
Oh, well.
That's another argument for itself, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we'll find out how the voting has been going and hear what wonderful music we have to go along with these.
Yes.
Cookies and this cream and the lot of cookies and creaming and cookies.
Yeah, that
Big
was a great
City
track.
Villains is the name of that band.
Man, awesome.
I tell you, never heard of them.
So give me your piece. Now, what makes the cookies and cream better than the cookie dough, sir?
Because it's got cookies. And cream.
And for that, I lay down my sword and say thank you for the good time. That's all I needed to hear. Delicious.
Well, you know, if cookies were that good, the cookies and cream have all these people arguing about it as to who made it. Nobody, you know, the Persians, they're not arguing.
That's true.
Okay, so obviously there's something going on here, cookies and cream.
It's more of a popular flavor, I will say. You'd be more, it's easier to find a cookies and cream than a cookie dough.
Yogurt, cheesecake, you know, sandwich cookies, chocolate cookies.
I do love cookie sandwiches.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I just I actually, for the first time in 20 years, last Saturday, I was at a, we went fishing with my son over in Palos.
Nice.
And an ice cream truck came, and I had to get the chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich. It was so good.
I didn't even know they still had ice cream trucks.
I didn't either. Now I want to have an ice cream truck for a summer.
I'd go fishing more often if ice cream trucks were involved.
It was like a $3 ice cream sandwich. I was amazing. Like, inflation does not hit the truck.
No.
You know, that's not
that.
Something I would usually put together. Fishing in an ice cream truck.
At 100 degree weather, it was, even the fish were jumping out to get that thing.
I bet they were.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
So, hey, what's the final tally of this week's food fight?
You guys are not going to believe this. It is split down the middle, 50-50.
What do you
dead
know about,
even.
What do you know about
it
that?
It wasn't, and then some last-minute votes for cookie dough brought it to even Steven.
I see.
There is no winner of this food fight. The people cannot decide, and that's
right. Actually, I think the people all win because it's a delicious topic.
Yeah, the people win.
Isn't it? Yes, it is. That's a great idea. That's a great way to put it. It's a delicious topic.
I think what we need to do is every time there's a tie, you need to play the banana split song that we played last week.
I like that.
Put an earworm in everybody. Next time they'll vote a little bit better.
So
put something in their heads.
What are we going to do next week?
Brendan, what are you thinking?
We got a couple of different options. Some top contenders in the studio here are banana pudding versus bread pudding.
I thought we did that.
No, you did banana sundae or the banana
split. We did banana cream pie
and
versus
bananas.
Oh, okay. Nah, enough of bananas.
No bananas. All right.
They've lost their appeal. Get it?
Well, we've got a...
Hey, I'm split down the middle. I'm going to jump what you want.
Well, how about brisket versus ribs?
I just made ribs this weekend.
I don't want to argue about that. I like both of them too much.
Well, I think it's a good one.
I can give you some other
options just in case we can come back to it. Spinach artichoke dip versus the nachos as an appetizer, battle of the appetizers.
Actually, if I could throw one more on there, what we did for a bargument this week, we did the better appetizer, the mozzarella sticks or nachos.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to this artichoke.
Okay.
There's got to be something there. You know,
spinach artichoke dip?
No, I don't mean spinach artichoke dip.
Oh,
I
you mean like artichoke. A stuffed artichoke?
I mean actual, you know, that you steam the artichoke.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that.
I love artichoke.
And then you take the, what do you
stuffed,
call it?
Stuffed leaf? Artichoke. Yeah, yeah, you got the leaf.
Dip it in the butter.
Yeah, and then you put breadcrumbs.
I've always done the Italian dressing.
See, this is going to blow your guys' mind. So for Christmas, my grandma does the artichoke, but with scrambled eggs and marinara sauce, red sauce.
In it?
Interesting.
Yeah, instead of breadcrumbs, it's scrambled eggs. And instead of the olive oil and butter, she does red sauce. And you're going to think that's crazy, but it's delicious.
No, it's like eating vegetable potato chips.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
It's very good.
You know, and it's very good for you, too.
It's very good for you.
Maybe the butter's I'm down. Not, but what are we going to argue about? What are we arguing about? Artichoke or what?
You could do a stuffed artichoke. I mean, you could do Battle of the Artichokes. You could do stuffed artichoke versus spinach artichoke dip.
I don't want the dip. No, I don't want the dip. You're talking about a dip that's made with artichokes.
With spinach and artichoke, yeah.
Yeah,
no, we need an artichoke or.
Somebody stick an artichoke
stuffed peppers
in.
Ooh, stuffed peppers.
Stuffed artichoke versus stuffed pepper. John doesn't like the stuffed peppers.
I like stuffed peppers.
I like stuffed
peppers. You're on.
All right.
So I'll take the pepper.
Dan will take pepper, and we'll do.
Well, if you're a pepper, and he's a pepper. Then I'm not going to be a pepper too. So there.
Well, just call me Dr. Pepper because I'm the one in charge.
So we're going to have stuffed artichoke versus the stuffed pepper. John, you're taking stuffed artichoke.
No, I'm not taking stuffed nothing.
Okay,
you're just doing the artichoke.
I'm doing artichokes, man.
Okay, all right.
I'm talking about steamed artichokes.
Okay,
and then you can go from there.
Have you ever done it with breadcrumbs in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool.
But then you get down to, you know, you take your peel.
Oh, you get down to the bottom.
When you get to that artichoke heart, it is awesome.
Oh, yeah. You break apart the artichoke at the heart.
Well, sometimes it's a little hairy.
It is a little hairy.
you can get out.
Just a jar of artichoke hearts.
It's a lot of work to get to. I hear you.
And that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun.
If you don't want to do the work, just buy the jar of artichoke hearts.
It's like the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. So.
I like where we're going with this now.
What is
I can get on board with this now.
I'll tell us about that bargument, man.
That bargument, again, we had the argument this week. For an appetizer, you're at a restaurant with your buds. Mm-hmm. Are you ordering a plate of nachos or are you ordering a platter of mozzarella sticks?
Nachos.
I said the same thing because I would say mozzarella sticks is more of a date kind of a thing.
Well, not only that, but you can get a huge plate of nachos.
Mm. You can, and it'll feed everybody and everyone's cool with it.
You know what I mean? And I mean, gigantic. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, but mozzarella sticks will only about 4 or 5. Not everybody's happy with just one mozzarella stick. I'm at least 3 to 4, and I'm okay. Yeah,
I want the whole appetizer of our.
I think the nacho plate appetizer is more convivial. It's a party. It's a party on a plate.
I'm down as long as nobody takes the nucleus in the beginning.
The nucleus.
The nucleus is the one chip that holds on to like everything. Oh. That is like we said, the artichoke heart. That needs to get worked down. If someone takes that in the beginning, I'm fighting. You can't take the nucleus in the beginning. You got to start with the edges and work your way inward. You can't just go straight to the middle.
Well, you'd have to go diving in with your fingers down into the middle.
True, but it can be achieved. It's fighting words if I see it happen in the beginning. I'm not paying for it, at least.
Get your fingers out of there.
Your fingers out of there or you're paying for the dip, buddy.
Better believe it. All right, Dan, have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.
You guys rock. I'll talk to you then.